Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tail, good morning from the Concrete Gang. 8.55 on your AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning. Longest running radio show in Australia, maybe the world. Highest rating too.
Possibly the world. Maybe the universe.
We're getting a few hits on the podcast.
We do have the man from Mars.
We do.
We're on another planet, mate.
So wouldn't surprise me if Elon Musk has got it playing up there on one of his stations. Yeah, just listen her through. So, it's this morning. It's just me in the free trees, and we've got the sparrow. Yep, that's right, sparrow.
Morning, mate. Oh, he's chirping it a bit, mate.
He is, and the griller. He's off doing business stuff now. He's up the totem pole.
Yep. Should we call him the woodpecker now?
I don't know. What do you think about that, sparrow? Yep. He likes it.
He's in charge of the joinery now. He is too. Call him the woodpecker.
The woodpecker. So, obviously, there's a little bit to get through, and we've had a pretty rough week. And, you know, we had one of our comrades pass away, Chucky. So,
unfortunately, last Sunday, we had one of our long-term members, stalwart of the industry, Shop Stewart, bit of a legend in the creation community and in the unionized construction industry. Vlado Chikaron. Everyone knows him as Chucky, passed away from medical complications after a stroke. And so his funeral will be this Thursday, the 21st of the 8th, and it'll be 10:30 at St. Leopold Manorich Church, 22 Fitzgerald Road, Sunshine West. So if anyone wants to come pay their respects to the great man, That's the funeral details.
Yeah, Chucky was a proud FEDFA member. He's been a CFMU shop steward and delegate for over 20 years, you know what I mean? His son's a shoppy, Harry, good bloke. I remember when I first come down here, we had organisers training, and I was going around with Theo, and we went to a job in Ascot Vale or around that area, and Chucky was the shoppy. And we walked the job and we were going on, and we're on the formwork deck, and the formwork got a bit untidy. And he went off, and he was like, "Nah, it's all black, everyone's off the deck." And I've gone, "What's this?" The first job I've been to, I said, "Look at this lunatic," you know what I mean? Old school ass. Mate, the whole job was in the shed, and then he sprayed the boss, and he goes, "Mate, sorry for that. That shouldn't happen when you come down." Oh, mate, I was like, "Oh, it was nothing," you know what I mean? But
he didn't miss and hit the wall, did he?
He didn't miss him, eh? You know, and let's be honest, there's not too many shoppies that ran a harder line than Chucky. You know
what I mean? 100%, mate.
He's old school as he was.
The old school values.
It's black and white. There's no middle ground.
Bloody oath, mate.
It is. So, mate. And like I said, his son's a good shoppy as well. So, and you know, shout out to Muzza as well and all the Cremation boys. You know, Chucky's like, was, you know, close mates to all of them. You know, you hear like hearing Perky talk about Chucky, you know, the other day. It's, you know, it's like this bloke, he's definitely touched all their hearts, and you know, he'll forever be remembered by our union.
Yeah, it's just another one of our brothers is gone. So yeah, unfortunately, it's a sad reality of life. And I think it would have been his birthday today as well.
Yeah, 62nd birthday, yeah. Which is, you know, tragedy. He's had a few health issues with like cancer and all that, and he was getting on top of that. He was actually getting back to work and all that, and then this to happen, and you know, like. It's just a tragedy and a tragedy to the family, and you know.
And we'll do what we do best as a community in the union movement, and just get around them, get around the families, and anybody who needs the help, just reach out to us. You know what I mean? We're there. That's what we're here for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's tragedy too. You know, you got a bloke that's worked hard all his life. You know, you get to 62, and you're nearly about to get to the retirement age where you and your partner can enjoy life a little bit. You know, go around and do all that and. Something like this happened, but no one can say he never lived life, old Chucky. He did have a crack.
Definitely. Some say he lived two lives.
So, yeah, shout out to him and his family, and, condolences to all the Croatian community and all that as well. All right, so we might get into, we did have a Shop Stewards meeting this week, which was, it was a massive attendance on the Shop Stewards meeting. It was a good, it felt like one of the better meetings we've had for a long time. I know, I just felt it, you know, we've got two new coordinators got introduced. Obviously, you got John Perkovic, he stood up to be a coordinator, and obviously Steve Long has stood up as well to be a coordinator. So, both of those blokes are senior officials, have been in the branch for a long time.
Well respected
right across all the delegates and all the officials, and will continue to be well respected. And Zach and, you know, Lisa as well, and McQuaid, they're all doing a fantastic job. You know, nothing's easy about this stuff. You know, there's no roadmap about administration and, you know, just talking about what we're going to be doing and how we're going to get out of it.
Yep.
You know, and how good we are going. Our membership's up. Our membership's going good. We're on target to, you know, smash through the 36,000 members. So
hell's that? Like, that's mad, isn't it? It's a shame because, like, you think about all the stuff that's gone on, you know, all the underhanded tactics from the government and all the, you know, the regulators and all that there, and we're still there. We're still fighting. We're still showing them that we still stand here. Well, you know what I mean?
It just goes to show how glued on, you know, like you can, Labor and all that, you know, not many unions would get through this. Most unions, like even some of the branches within our union, are struggling a bit within administration, and because it's not an easy slog, you know what I mean? Many people have been removed, obviously, but there's also a lot of people that have left the union because they just, you know, it's a lot of pressure on at the moment and all that, and it's, you know, it's not easy on anyone and family, but the pushback and, you know, our members, the stick fat, the rank and file, the shop stewards, the officials, you know, the leadership at the moment, you know, with the coordinators and all that group and Zach and all that, mate, we're actually, because we are pushing forward, and now we're at that stage, we're like, Warren come and had a chat at the branch meeting. We're nearly coming up to the 12-month anniversary, you know, and a lot of unions in our situation would have ran away. We're making ground, like we said. We're very close to that 1,000 target on the EBAs.
Yep.
There's still a few untidy builders and subbies out there which we got to clean up.
Yep.
We're even starting talking about when we're about to start talking about the new agreement because we've got to get ready for that. Start negotiating.
A lot of claims.
The boys are pushing in hard in that civil. Obviously, we're getting a lot of unions still having shots at us from the outside. You know, we've got our issues with the forestry or the manufacturing union about demarcation, and we're trying to resolve that at the moment. You know, they say they got coverage on some of the things we believe we've got coverage on, and we have always had coverage on, and they're trying to make some ground on that. So that's something we've been defending, and I think we've got an independent person coming out the go through it all and all that sort of stuff. So we're trying to work and push back on that. So there's a lot of stuff.
So it's a credit to the, you know, to the leadership at the minute. Because, like, under times like these, like you said, other unions would disappear out there. Like, this time last year, it was the end of the world to some people. The builders were all 10 feet tall. Developers were 10 feet tall. And then now, a year forward, look at the position we're in now. We're still standing there. We're still fighting. Yes, we did lose some bark along the way. but we're still here, you know, it's not all peaches. Like, you know, there are some tough days, and there's some days where you feel like I could do something else and this would be easier, you know, but you know what, that's what we live for. This is what we enjoy doing. I mean, I know it sounds pretty stupid saying that, like, but I love going on to the job and speaking to the boys and they say, oh, thanks for getting us that pay rise, you know what I mean, and thanks for helping us with that issue with OH&S and stuff like that. That's what I live for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Hearing that they're getting the rights and the wages and conditions that everyone else is trying to take off them. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
When you listen to all these commentators on all these other radio stations and media platforms bagging everything we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Talking about traffic controllers get paid $280,000 a year. Yeah. No worries if they did a full week's work every week, which they don't. Yeah. You know what I mean.
And like, you know, and we'll get into that a bit more because there's a bit of stuff on that. We want to talk about traffic controllers and all some of the haters in the media. But like we've been, you know, haters from everywhere, Pillar from Post, you know. But a lot of media commentators don't talk about what this union's actually delivered for not just construction workers, for everyday workers, mate. We were the ones that delivered the 8-hour day. It was our members that delivered that, you know, the stonemasons. Shuey Cochran talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
You look at the, you know, we were one of the first unions to put domestic violence leave in their agreement.
Yeah.
And male-dominated industry, and we put clauses in there to help women get in the industry, you know, making sure the stuff the government talks about doing, we actually go and deliver.
Yeah.
So, and it's a credit to our union. And, you know, what people keep thinking and the media keep attacking the leadership of the union and attacking the officials. The union ain't the officials. It ain't the leadership. It's the rank and file below us. Yeah, rank and file, you know, they control us. They're the ones that are passionate about their union. They're the ones that come to branch meetings in, you know, record numbers. If we say there's a rally, they'll be there.
Yeah.
They're the ones repaying their union dues because they believe in the union and they want decent representation. And they're the ones, they demand it. When you're a shopper or an organiser or whatever, they demand representation and they demand it at a standard of which represents what they are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Not like all these wannabe unions are out there pretending, masquerading that they're actually, you know, oh, we're all there for the working class when they're all private school boys, jobs for mates the whole way to the top, never actually organized, never actually spoke to their members, never actually go and ask them what they want or how they're doing or what they do to help them.
Oh, mate, I remember one union telling everyone that they took protective action and part of their action was wearing purple shirts and different coloured socks.
I'm sure that got them across the line.
So, you know, it's a credit to where we are and it's a credit to the rank and file how strong this branch is and how strong we're going to keep going. And it also, we were going to announce some new organisers coming on, which we're about to put 5 organisers on. We're still going through the interview process. There's still some more shoppies we've got to interview. They're all rank and file members, shop stewards that have been long-term shop stewards in our industry, the blokes that are coming on. So they're our people coming on, which is a credit, you know, for people actually putting their hand up in a climate like this. So power to any of them, you know, went through the process. And it's good, and it's good to see a strong, healthy union.
Yeah, bloody hell.
And the other one is we are putting on a trainer educator, John Falzone.
Yep.
He's widely spoken about in the union. He's going to sort of help educate the officials and the shop stewards and sort of talk about more history sort of stuff. I mean, he's done a lot. He was like very socially minded by what I've seen of him. I don't know a great deal on him, but I think he worked for the St. Binnie's and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I saw Zach has got a thing on Facebook where he's talking about him. So
It was interesting what he said. And he says it's not about showing people what to do and telling them what to do and that there with their history. He says it's about showing them how history was written and how we got to this point and what we have and how we got, and let them come to their own conclusions and their own decisions to make those decisions going forward. That's education, and that's what we always promote.
And an educated union is a dangerous union. You need to know your history, and you need to know, you know, like, you know, we actually spoke about it, and if your shop steward hasn't got a John Cummins flag up on the job, go and see him. You know, Camo's the reason. Well, everyone who you hear speak about Camo, he is the goat of the union. You know, he's the greatest we've ever had and done more. And probably one of the reasons Victoria is as strong as what it is 100%. Is because of the work of John Cummings. So,
100%.
And, you know, second to none. And these achievements, and obviously, when you have the flags and the money raised off that flags goes to the Camo charity, you know, which Di Cummings, they do a lot in the community, you know. And
they got a scholarship program or something like that.
Scholarship programs. Yep. I think they help out sporting clubs. Yep. They do a lot at, what's the name of that hospital at Heidelberg? They do a lot.
Thomas Emily, is it?
Thomas Emily, I'm pretty sure. They do a lot there as well because that's, you know, so... And they do some fantastic stuff. So you can also go and buy, it's not just the flags. If you're rank and file member and all that, you can, you know, buy the flags. I think there's another round of T-shirts we're about to put out.
Beanies and stuff like
that. Beanies and all that. And all the money raised from that goes to that charity. So, and they do some fantastic stuff. So, all right, we better cut to a track. And we'll cut to a track. This was given to us by Buzzer, his wife. So she sent through a track and... Well, the track actually says about the song, so we'll just go straight to it.
This song was written by Mill Lampell, Lee Hayes, and yours truly, Peter Seeger, in the spring of 1941. That was the year that Henry Ford was being organized into the CIO. And Woody Guthrie had taught the three of us the old talking blues. You know, if you want to get to heaven, let me tell you what to do. Got to grease your feet in a little mutton stew. And I think Mill, it was, thought of paraphrasing that. And Lee added a verse, and I added a verse, and suddenly we had the song almost completed, except that we hadn't found any solution. All we'd done is add up the problems, that we hadn't found how to solve any of them. And about a month went by, and one day I was sitting up on the roof and realized that there was only one solution to it, the old one of stick together. So I made two verses to end it off, none of them rhymed, and that's how the song Talking Union was born. Now you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do, got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong, but if you all stick together, boys, won't be long, you got shorter hours, better working conditions. Vacations with pay, take your kids to the seashore. Of course, it ain't quite that simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Because if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried. Gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then, boys. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. Pass out a leaflet, call a meeting, talk it over. Speak your mind. Decide to do something about it. Cause the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool. But you can always tell a stool, though that's a fact. He's got a yellow streaker running down his back. He doesn't have to stool, you know. He'll always make a good living on what he takes out of blind men's cups. Well, you got a union now. You're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen if one guy squawks, but he's got to listen if the union talks. He'd better. He'll be mighty lonely one of these days. Suppose he's working you so hard, it's just outrageous, paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, thinks he's got your union licked. He looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair. Slave driver. Betty beats his own wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard, tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting, hit you on the head, call every one of you a goddamn red, young patriotic. Moscow agents, bomb throwers, even the kids. Well, out in Detroit, here's what they found. Down in Pittsburgh, here's what they found. Down in Bethlehem, here's what they found. Out in Frisco, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, if you don't let race hatred break you up, if you don't let vigilantes break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
Great song that, and thanks Buzzer's partner for sending that through. So, and a shout out to Buzzer as well. Obviously, we've had a big week too. There's been a lot of reporting in the media about there's a few safety issues, and we'll go into it at the North East Link.
Yeah.
CPB.
Well, CPB, we build Spark out of the North East Link. Obviously, as you said, media reports about the job, false media reports as per usual. There was a medical incident inside the box, right? So what the box cut is where the tunnel bore machine comes through. It's excavated down. It's about 30 metres down, 20, 30 metres
down.
Well, it
said in the paper it's 60 metres, which is equivalent to six floors or seven floors.
20 is the equivalent of six floors. Yeah,
yeah. Something like that.
So what the issue is, one of our members has had a medical episode down there. Obviously, on any job, you have to have adequate emergency response. During this medical episode, emergency services were obstructed getting in. It took too long to get the guy out of the area that's been compromised. So what's happened there is obviously the health and safety reps have brought it to the attention of the principal contractor, which is CBB. We build Spark, and they've said, "Listen, this is inadequate. We need to beef up the procedure here. We need to, talk about how we're going to get around this." And it was, in most situations like that, like the metro tunnel, you'd have a lift. Ali Mac would bring the people up from the ground or from the lower section to the ground. Obviously, that's just, you'll have your scaffold access as well as your mechanical access should everything else fail. CBP, rather than actually wanting to fix the problem, have decided to go on, nah, we're not copping that. So there was a cease works put on. WorkSafe attended. There was 20 or 30 actual items were brought up. They were given 6 improvement notices. CBP, so this is the principal contract, were given 6 improvement notices by WorkSafe last week. WorkSafe deemed the cease works was valid by the HSRs. So that's what happens whenever you can't agree on something, then you cease works, right? That was all valid. Our reps and our HSRs were all vindicated in what they'd done. They'd done everything by the book. And CBP's response to that after that was, rather than let's fix the situation, they started standing down subcontractors.
Yeah.
Rather than let's just fix it, they started standing down subcontractors from working. So they don't really give a flying fair about anybody's health and safety. All they care about is themselves, their ego and their profits. You know what I mean? Rather than put a lift in, that is the difference between saving someone's life. Because I believe once you have a heart attack, and I've said this before and I might be wrong, you have 80 to 90 seconds to get them on a defib and administer oxygen to give them a 50% chance of staying alive. If you don't, it decreases by 80%.
And it's not a normal work environment, them tunnels. You've got to have the ability and all that to self-rescue like a building site. It's like if I'm a fire and I come to a tunnel, it's unusual. It's not something of the run of the mill.
Yeah.
And if this is the standard on government jobs, then we're in a lot of trouble.
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? It should be the premise. This would have to be, correct me if I'm wrong, this would nearly be, at the moment, the biggest construction job in Victoria.
Correct.
By far.
Correct.
There's probably, and it's gonna go for a long time.
Yeah.
And we've got issues like this.
Yeah.
And you see, if anyone was listening to the Free AW, which, and I don't think any of our listeners would.
I don't.
But if you listen to that Jackie Falgate, who's never worked on a building site in her life, who hates traffic controllers, thinks they should be paid nothing. She thinks it should be a volunteer position the way she talks.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. Blaming, how's the union stopped the biggest job in Victoria and all this, not knowing the details,
yeah.
Even though WorkSafe stopped it and,
yeah.
The reps went through the process and WorkSafe agreed with the stoppage. And, then listening to her listeners get ring in and tee off on about the union,
yeah,
and what's administration doing.
Yeah. And falsely reporting what actually happened. They said there was a dispute because there was a non-union company turned up,
yeah,
and the job was stopped because of that, which was a complete lie.
Yeah, complete
beta. Complete lie. And then, someone phoned in and actually...
I got a shout-out to the... she had one listener that day who rang up, and a shout-out to our old secretary, John Secker. Yep. He rang up, and I'll tell you what, it was probably one of the best I've heard John speak, because he didn't miss her.
Nailed it. And you can tell there was... I think it was for about 5 minutes, I told you. You could tell she was like, need to get him off.
Yeah.
Speaking too much truth. But it's true, you know what I mean? The reality of it is, John said it last week. We spoke about it last week. We had a death in New South Wales. One of our brothers in New South Wales was crushed by a concrete pump on a non-union job.
Which we got a report back, because it was sort of a little bit off topic, but which we got a report back yesterday at the shop stewards meeting. The union officials went to attend to that and weren't allowed on the job.
Yeah.
They had to go write out notices and all that to get actually on the job, and they could only get access 2 days later, really. So,
and as John said, where was all this outrage last week when someone passed away? All this outrage when someone was crushed to death, another bloke seriously maimed and hurt.
Well, bloke had a heart attack.
He's most likely lost his legs. He's not going to walk again.
Yeah.
Where's the outrage there? And then all these rubbish stories about a multinational, mind you, multi-billion-dollar multinational coming in here.
Yeah, we're not talking about a job at the three stories in the suburbs.
No way. This is seriously serious stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And we've had a medical episode where one of our members has almost passed away, and now we're trying to prevent that from happening again. And we're the bad people.
And then it goes from that topic with her, and then she thought she was smarter than him and tried to bring up, how come lolly people are on 200 grand a year? Yeah.
Coppers and nurses and ambulances, when you get that there, and then she knew John was going to turn around and say, well, why don't we just pay them more?
Yeah.
Why are we leveling down? Why don't we level up? Why do we
attack our conditions and our pay rates because other unions or other sectors haven't pushed their pay rates? Why are we so bad? Because we've done that.
Bloody hell.
So you reckon lollipop people should get 200 grand a year? Well, yeah, I do. I think they should get paid more, because I tell you what, I reckon if we wrote down all the deaths that happened in as police officers this year, and we wrote down all the deaths of lollipop people and all the people that got injured doing stop and go, I reckon there'd be more people that do stop and go got injured and hurt and killed and attended, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we lead the nation in deaths. Like, our industry is one of the most dangerous industries in the world.
Blog a week, the statistics are looking at one blog a week.
So, and we like the coppers and nurses and doctors, we all say they should earn more. We don't begrudge anyone earning more. Everyone's want our share.
Teachers, nurses, you name it, firefighters, they all deserve more. No one, I would never dispute that. But why do we round down? Why do we not round up?
Exactly, brother, exactly. You know what I mean? So if you actually do get a listen, I'm never recommending anyone go listen to FreeAW, but if you go and have a listen to that, you can download it. It was actually good to hear someone give her a spray back. So, all right, what else have we got, brother?
Also, just on that North East, big shout out to the delegates out there, by the way.
And the officials.
Champion
as well.
Shout out to doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. I gotta love that. All right, what else we got, brother? We better go into
Scallywags.
Scallywags, I suppose. There's a few Scallywags this week.
Well, I got to chuck We Build CBP Spark in there.
100%. Got to chuck in Jackie Felgate. 100%. For the verbal diarrhea she spewed out.
True.
I also want to throw in another one. Obviously, Commonwealth Bank. They're doing it a bit tough at the moment. $10 billion profit. Which Australia used to own, which we privatised because we're geniuses, just made $10 billion profit. Yeah. So...
fantastic.
And I'm going to throw in Meriden. They were the ones who killed the worker up in Sydney for stopping the officials go on the job.
Yep.
You got any other ones, brother? Oh, and we are going to throw it out there. Israel, for what they're doing, they're going to be running. So, and then, you got any more on that?
No. Who are you going to go with, though? It's a tough one.
Oh, I'd love to give it to Jackie Felgate, but...
I reckon we go CBP for actually trying to literally hinder someone getting hurt.
Yep, bang.
And I'd maybe even throw her in as the Sukilala.
Who else we got for Sukilala? Oh, I heard Briggsy from that Melbourne supporter. Briggsy was sucking about being called Sukilala, so he might get another spray.
Oh.
So, Jackie Felgate?
Jackie Felgate, go for it.
All right, they're the winners. So, like I said, and a big shout out to Chucky's family again, mate, and, hopefully see you all at funeral. So.
All right, good luck.
And we better go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
Good morning from the concrete gang. He cried out for help, but it was useless.
I go to sleep every night feeling traumatized. They say occupation, trying to hide that it's a genocide. I just wish a kid could grow up to see his mama. I wish that I could do something about bombs dropped on Gaza. Hurts so bad to know. Where do my tax dollars go? Murdered in cold blood. Poor young soul, all he knew was love. The whole world goes blind, turned to silence while I'm saying free Palestine from the tyrants. I don't even know if I could handle this pain. Every day's a murder, kids get put in the grave. Shot for his race, the place he was raised, when peace was the only thing that he ever craved. So how you justify what you do? It hurts so bad to see all the lives we lose.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast, produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.